Yesterday we said that we differentiate between which one was a psul derabanan and which one's a psul deraisa, because one says eino sukkah, which means afilu b'dieved, and the other one says that ein mesachim bo, mashma lechatchila. Tosfos is not gorish lechatchila, because if it's pasul derabanan, it's still a pasul b'dieved. It's not just pasul lechatchila; it's even pasul b'dieved. So Tosfos takes out the bitchila, just that the lashon ein mesachichin is mashma derabanan, it's going on the person. And the other ones, the Cheftza, Eino Sukkah is Doraisa. Doraisas are in the Cheftza. And the Rabbanans tell the person what to do. That's what Tosfos says. The Aruch Lener, though, says that everything that's possible with the Rabbanan is only possible if you have another Eitzah. But if there's no other Eitzah, and it's either doing this or not having the Mitzvah of Sukkah, then all the Psulim de Rabbanan, B'dieved, you're better to do it with a Psul de Rabbanan than not to do it at all. And that really depends on the Shaila, whether when the Rabbanan asher something or whatever, if they take away the mitzvah deraisa, or the mitzvah deraisa still stands, but they say, don't do it this way. But the Maisa, if it's going to be that you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah at all, and the only way you can do it is the way that's possible with the Rabbanan, says Aruch Lener, that b'dieved, you do it like that. Okay. Let's go on. Omar Rav Yehuda Marab. Sichecha bechitzin zecharim ksheira benekevos psula. You masachech with arrows, the male part of the arrow. The arrow has a shaft, and it has like a sharp end at the end that fits into the arrowhead, which is hollow. And the sharp end fits into the hollow part of the arrowhead. So the zachar is the shaft. So that's pshutei kliyets. It's not makabel tumah the chlau, according to Rashi at least. It's not makabel tumah at all. It's plain pshutei kliyets, and pshutei kliyets are tahar. Sometimes there's tumah derabanan on pshutei kliyets if they can be used in place of a kli, like a tabletop or something like that. But that's only tumah derabanan. In order for kliyets to matame, they have to have a toch. They have to have a receptacle. So this has no receptacle, it's just a plain piece of wood, so it's not mekabel tumah. So there's some Rishonim who learn that it's mekabel tumah only derabanan, and something that's mekabel tumah only derabanan is kosher to be mesachich. So it has to be mekabel tumah deraisa. But from Rashi and Tosfos, Mashmah, it's not mekabel tumah at all. Okay. But if it would be mekabel tumah derabanan, it would be possible with derabanan. B'nekevos psula. But with the arrow head, and it's talking where the arrow head is wood, but it's hollow, that's possible, because since it has a base kibble, it's makabel tumah. The Gemara says, Shcharim ksheira pshita. Of course, it's pshutei kliyets. It's not makabel tumah. What's the chiddush? Mao the same, and nigzer shcharim atin akevos. Kamash malon? I might think that since they're both part of the arrow, if you let people make shach with the shaft, the male part of the arrow, they'll come to make it with the female part, with the arrowhead. And that's no good. Kamash malon, we don't make such a gezeira. V'nekevos psula, pshita, mahu desema, beis kibble ha'asi l'malos, lo shmei kibble. Kamash malon. With the nekevos, the arrowhead, right, which is the female part that has the opening in it, is possible. Of course it's possible. It's a kli. What would I think? Beis kibble ha'asi l'malos, lo shmei kibble. Since it's a beis kibble that's made to fill up, and to leave filled, so that's not called the base kibble, right? Kamash malon, no. Now, the no is a shayla rishon, what that means. Either it means that afilu, a base kibble, ha'asri lamalos, is considered a base kibble, but the mice, we have other cases where that's not true, where the Gemara says b'feirish, that something that's made to be filled all the time is not considered a base kibble. So why over here is it different? So some say that here it's not made forever to leave it like that. It's only in wartime. Otherwise they disassemble the arrows in not wartime. Or sometimes they take it apart. So it's not made to be filled up, that hole where the shaft fits into. It's not made to have the shaft there all the time. And therefore this is what's called mekabel tumah. Okay.
Both are wood.
It's done by wood, yeah. Okay, Omar Rabba Barbar Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Sichecha ba'anitze pishton psula. Buhutzne pishton kseira. Buhushne pishton eni yodea. Mahu. But Hushni Atzman any odea. Okay, the things like this. In the process of making flax, so first they soak it, the flax, then they, what's it called, beat it, crush it, to get out the wood fibers, and then they comb it to take out all the wood fibers. It's not prepared to be spun into thread until it's completely combed. So there's three, the soaked flax is for sure not makabel tumah. And that for sure is what's it called, is kosher v'schach. Just take plain flax, right, unsoaked, we'll see, it's for sure okay. Then the soaking, but you didn't, what's it called, comb it, that's the middle madrega. And then the madrega where you combed it already, but you didn't yet spin it, that's how Rashi learns, that's called anitzim, where it's all three processes are done. You soaked it, you beat it, and you combed it. That's anitze pishton, according to Rashi at least. And that's what's it called, unspun, but it's makabel tumah, Rashi says, because it is what's it called, matami benegoyim, that even unspun flax is makabel tumah benegoyim. Tosus is not true. You have to have at least a thread to makabel tumah, and pashtus you need orig. You need already for it to be what's it called, woven. Now you have to have two sides, threads that are woven. So in one pshat, Tosus says that it's at least talking about a thread that's spun. And that's Rabbeinu Tam. And then Tosus says, no, it's not talking about threads, it's talking about just fully processed flax. And it's not makabel tumah for negoyim, but it's close to being makabel tumah, and therefore there were gozer that it's not kosher for schach mit rabbanan, because it's close to becoming a metame. Meanwhile, we didn't learn the Rashi's before, so let's go back to the Rashi's, and then we'll go on. Sichecha bechitzim, base yad shel chitzim, the shaft of the arrow. Zecharim ke'en shalonu, shetochvin oso lebeis kibul shel chetz. You put the shaft into the hole of the arrowhead. Kshera, the afagav, the kelim ninu, pshutei kli, it's eitz, and mekabel tumah, even though it's a kli, if it's used for something, but it's a kli, it's not mekabel tumah, because a kli made out of eitz is not mekabel tumah unless it has a receptacle. Nekevo, sheesh nekev barosho, v'acheitz osi kemartzeo, v'nichlas atocha nekev, and the arrowhead, which is the nekeva, right, has a hole in it, and the shaft fits into the hole, the Haviluk Mekablim should be cleates. That's a cleates that has a receptacle. Veruyin the Kabel Tumah Psula. Ha'asi Lamalo, so what's the Chiddush? The Gemara says, since this hole is going to be filled up, this receptacle is going to be filled up forever, so it's not called a receptacle. Milui Olam Shaloli Sroke Note. Not going to leave the shaft of the arrow in the arrowhead. Okay, Omar Rabba Barachana, Shamati Gimel Dvarim Rab Yochanan, Hashnayim Pirish, Vashlishi Heshven Yodea. Three things I heard from Yochanan. Two he said clearly, and one he said he doesn't know. Sichecha banitze pishtam psula. Shekein ru'uya litami benot megoyim. So Rashi says, they're matami benegoyim, that's why they're kapasul l'schach. K'da'omra v'me madlikin, ha'onis shel pishtin mishi yishlabnu. La'achar she tikno b'masrek, shekorin tsarvish, v'ason onis shekorin rishta. So again, that's the third level of the process. You soaked it, beat it, and combed it. Once it's already combed, it's makabel tumah benegoyim. Like we said, Tosa says it's not makabel tumah benegoyim until it's spun and made into a thread, at least. But since this is close to becoming royal makabel tumah, that's why it's possible, according to Tosa. According to the Rambam, it's not possible because it's makabel tumah. It's not makabel tumah. But it doesn't look like a dule kark anymore. It's ponim chadoshes bolakan. Once it's combed, it doesn't look like something that grew from the ground. An example would be like paper. Paper you couldn't use for schach because it doesn't look like a dulei karka. It's ponim chadoshes. It looks like something different. So therefore, even though something grows from the ground, it still has to look like it grows from the ground. Others say that since it's nigmar malachto, it was made into something else, it's not called psoles gorin the yokev anymore. Right? Not so much because it doesn't look like a dulei karka, but it's not psoles gorin the yokev.
Of wood that we use for schach.
Yeah, those weren't changed into anything else. They're wood, the constant wood tree. They're just cut. Okay. Behutzne pishta, shamati Rabbi Yochanan k'sheva. Hutzne, I heard from him, arkasha. The hainuk shu behutzin shalok k'moshe gadol. V'lo nishr v'mea mishr v'lo nupatz v'lachteshes. That's before it was processed. It grows in the stalks the way that it normally grows. It wasn't yet soaked, nor was it pounded. So it's totally unprocessed. That for sure is kosher. That's called hutzni. V'hushne pishtane niyodeyem k'sheru psula. And hushne, right, right, Hushnek is, I'm not sure what's it called, what that is. That's what Rabbi Barbar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm not sure what Hushni is. Okay? And I'm not sure what the halacha is by Hushni. It's the middle level. The question is, what is the middle level? The middle level means that it was soaked, but it wasn't beaten yet. So only one of the three processes was done to it. But if it was soaked and beaten, then it's mamish considered like it's fully processed? Or no, since it wasn't combed, that's called the middle process. It's soaked and beaten is still considered the middle process. And there's the suffix. Okay. V'hushni asvini yodea. My kori Rabbi Yochanan hushni. I didn't know what Rabbi Yochanan called hushni. Hushni means it's somewhere between unprocessed and completely processed. But since there's three processes, what if only two of the processes were done? I want to say this. Mahu behushni, manefshach. I daik v'lo nof, it's hushni kori le. This is what the shaila. If, what's it called, soaked but not beaten is called hushni, so one of the processes was done, but two of them weren't done, right? Avaltori v'lo daik hushni kori le. Now, that is what's it called. No, the two of the processes were done. It's everything was done except it was combed. It was soaked and it was beaten. That's called hushni, and that's where there's a suffix. But if it was only soaked and not even beaten, that's still called hutzni, and that's kosher. That's what's it called. That was one side of the shaila. Could be that the suffix of Rabbi Yochanan didn't come on flax that was only soaked. Flax that was only soaked is considered completely non-processed. Okay? And the one he had a shaila on is where it was soaked and beaten, but it wasn't combed yet. Because if it was combed, then it surely is possible. Okay, that's anitze pishta. O dilma, tori velo daik, nomi hushni korili. Or maybe not. Maybe even just being soaked and not beaten is also called semi-processed, and that's the shaila. That's a suffix. That's not definitely kosher. It's a suffix. So that was Rabbi Barbar Chana's shaila in what Rabbi Yochanan said. I know that he said that unprocessed completely is kosher. Completely processed is pasul. Semi-processed, he said, is a suffix, and I'm not sure what he called semi-processed. Is soaking it alone called semi-processed? Or you have to have it soaking and beaten to be semi-processed, and that's where he had his suffix.
Why do you bedaik from both are suffix?
What?
Why do you bedaik from both the other things that he said? Anitzei pishtun is pasul, hutzei pishtun is k'sheira.
No, because could be that just soaked is still called anitze. That was the shayla. Maybe that's not called hushni.
But otherwise,
but that could be anitze. When he said anitze, could be that it included soaking. Right, but that's considered unprocessed. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rabbar Chana, Shemati Gimel Dorm, Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Pirish, Ashlishi Heshiv, and Yodeya. Schocho banitze pishtem psula. Shekach ruyo litam ben goyim, kedom ben madlikin. Okay, we said this already. Buhutzne pishton, Shemati Rabbi Yochanan, k'sheira. The Hainukshu Bahutsin Shalok Kamosha Godov, Lo Nishra Ve Mishra, it's not soaked at all. The Lo Nupitz Mnachteshes. The Hushni Pishtan and Yodea, Im Ksheiro Psula. And I heard from Rabbi Yochanan that he wasn't sure whether Hushni is kosher or pasul. And I'm not sure what he referred to as Hushni. Vash Hushni Atzwe and Yodea, my car, Rabbi Yochanan Hushni. Okay, Modnav Shach, Leforish Bohem. Right, what's the Shaila? Shema Dayik Bemachteshes, Velo Nofitz Bemasri, Kari Hushni. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan meant Hushni is where it was soaked and beaten, but not combed. And that, he said, is a suffix. Or maybe not. Avotori shari b'mea mishra v'lo dayik havi b'chlal hutzni. Maybe soaked and not combed, that's what he called hutzni. Hutzni is up until the point where you beat it. But if you did nothing to it, or even if you soaked it, that's still called hutzni. Right, that was the shaila. Ki ahu delo tori velo dayik, the ksheira, and that's kosher. That was the shaila. O dilma tori velo dayik, nomi hutzni kori, or maybe not. Since you did any process, even the soaking alone, already takes it out of hutzni and makes it hushni. And then it's a suffix, whether it's kosher or not. The athain bechlal steka. V'lo havi pshita lehashir ela bedlo tori v'lo dayik. And it could be when Rabbi Yochanan said that anitzim means dafka, totally unprocessed. That's where he was sure it was kosher. Anything else is a suffix. Okay. Go on. Om Rav Yehuda hani shoshe v'shavitzre mesachim behu. These are some kinds of vegetation. Rashi says shoshi v'shavitzri mine yurakos, but not the vegetable itself. It's not really edible, right? Maybe only edible for animals, not edible for people. It's not makabel tumah. Reb Makir pirish shavitzri, whatever it is. V'hu sha'olav rechavim the god will be armed. Something grows in the forest and has wide leaves. So shoshi and shavitzri, Reb Yehuda says that you can be used for schach. Abaya Omar b'shoshi mesachachin b'shavitzri lo mesachachin. You can use shoshi, but you can't use shavitzri. My timer, kivin desari rechayu shavik lehu v'nothek. Says the even though neither of them are makabel tuma, they're at most animal food, but lemaisa the shavitzri sari rechayu mavish recham, they stink, and because they stink, right, you're gonna leave the sukkah. And it has to be teshvu kein taduru. So some learn that it's pasul mamish min haTorah. It's not roi for teshvu. And others hold, no, we're afraid that you'll leave the sukkah. So mela, you don't want a sukkah that you're not going to be able to sit in all the time, so we pasul it midrabbanan. It's not pasul min haTorah. And some of the achronim say it depends how much it stinks. If it really stinks that it's not livable, then it's not teshvu kein taduru. Then the sukkah is not livable. If it's livable, except we're afraid that it may get to the point where you may leave, then it's only possible with the rabbi.